Welcome, everybody, to our meeting this evening. So appreciate you being here. For those who don't know, the reason why we are in this room tonight is because they're filming a movie or a TV show or something upstairs. So this is not a typical thing for us, but it's a little bit of a, you know, mood change. So we are gonna roll with it. Why don't we go ahead and start with our call to order and roll call.
Glenn Morrows.
Present.
Stacy Austin.
Here.
Erica Bachner.
Here.
Tina Baird.
Here.
David Bonner.
Here.
Laura Burkett. Mindy Creedy.
Here.
Alexander DeSorbo Quinn.
Here.
Renee Duba Clancy.
Here.
Chuck Foster.
Here.
Cecilia Graham. John Grant.
Here.
Jessica Hartshorn. Andre Herman.
She's here.
Here. Sorry, lagged.
You're Jerry fine.
Humbert. Just Iverson. Ken Johnson.
Here.
Jennifer Kelly. Kirk Johnson.
Here.
Chris Johnston. Stephanie King. Megan Despitalo.
Here.
Farzar Kaladin.
Here.
Kirk Kent. Brett Kreisman. Susan McAuley, Rosie McAdams, Brian Murphy.
Here.
Robert Navarro.
Here.
Lainey McGinn.
She's here.
Yeah, she muted herself by.
Nancy Nicholas. Sharon Oates.
Here.
Mary Jane Oliver. Teresa Peavy.
Here.
Lisa Petro. Abigail Rogers.
Here.
Cindy Shea.
Here.
Liz Simon. Dorota.
Great. Thank you so much. We have on our agenda the approval of minutes for April 19th, 2022, May 2nd, 2022, and May 17th, 2022. We could get a call to have that in a second. A motion. Teresa, thank you. Second. Thank you. All in favor of approving those minutes?
Hi.
Nays? Those are approved. And before we begin,
don't we get a chance to discuss them?
Jesus Christ. No. Do you have any questions about them?
Yeah, I think they're inaccurate. The other than the last one, the other two meetings. With all respect, Chairman, you spoke to do the Indigenous people acknowledgement before public comment. And so the meeting notes are out of order.
Okay, we will make sure that that is changed. Are there any other questions? Okay. Before we begin, I would like to start off with a land acknowledgement. So, as we begin, we are mindful that we hold these meetings on land that was once and
then can we open up with a public comment?
I'm going to be doing this now, and then I'll call for public comment. So as we begin, we are mindful that we hold these meetings on land that was once and still inhabited by Indigenous people, including the Ojibwa, the Chippewa, Menominee, Potawatomi Nations, and more, we will remember our nation's history and honor the Native people as stewards of this land that was colonized, and that River Forest continues to be a place many people from diverse backgrounds live and gather. We now call for public comments. Are there any public comments? Any public comments? Seeing none, we'll go to unfinished business and do our DEI education for the evening. Very glad to have Dots Clamshead Roach back here with us tonight. Unfortunately, Rashida Graham Washington couldn't be here with us, but I think this will still be a very wonderful and educational hour for us. So, Dot, if you want to take the floor.
Hi, everyone. Hi, everyone at home. I'm Dot. I think many of you were here or online last time, so I'm just glad to be here back with you all. I brought our trusty notes from when we were doing some brainstorms about context for learning so that we can use them today. These are your words and they're really good. So thinking back, what we did was we thought back to a time in our lives where we had really experienced a lot of growth and transformation and try to think about what was happening for us. What was the context? What was the situation, the environment, and what was going on for us as we were experiencing that growth? Discomfort, curiosity and ambition, boredom, fear, unhappy and unwilling to be in that space. Sometimes the context for learning came from family. Someone said it was a life or death situation, really pushed that context and made that space for that possibility to happen. Frustration that came up. Our own versus a group, feeling like we are not aligned with all of the other people that we're sharing that space with. Feeling anxious, feeling unprepared, surprise and joy. Doing things, fulfillment. Youth is on that list, an exchange of ideas, and a diverse space. So all of those things were happening for you, and those are great kind of reminders as we move into our session today. You also were able to talk with us about what you needed, what was helpful for you to have these spaces of growth. Safety and security, right? And that means different things for different ones of us. Diversity of thought, other people, right? That was really important for us to learn with one another. Collaboration, having a thought leader that is amongst us. Unconventional process. Active listening, dialogue, practice patience, feeling challenged, wanting to feel challenged and interested. And then lastly, genuineness and support. We are going to just move in the next couple minutes here, just right into affinity group spaces. We also talked last time about that the efficacy of affinity groups for hard conversations, and that we are also in affinity spaces regularly. This is a regular thing, and so tonight is no different. We're going to move into that. Erica, do you want to give so folks who identify racially as white will come with me, and we'll gather around in this area here. Folks at home, we are going to drop a link with a reading for you for the Smithsonian that will be helpful to anchor kind of our thought. And then we'll bring you back in towards the end as we all gather back together. And then for people who identify as Native or Black or multiracial, Asian American, Pacific Islander, Latinx, Latino, Latina, Latinx, Nina, Middle Eastern, North African, right? Many of us have many racial identities, and if that's how you experience this world and move through this world, then Erica's going to take you. You found a place that you liked around the corner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And again, to reiterate for those who are on Zoom, the link will provide you an opportunity to do this work in a self-directed way. So, looking forward to having you do the work as well. So question? And we will come back together. Our two groups will come back together and we'll just do a process of a checkout of what that experience was like. And then I know you have lots of subcommittee readouts and things like that tonight, but I know you have lots of other business to attend to tonight. But we'll be in our affinity groups until about 8 o'clock, maybe 5 past. Yeah.
Where is the link?
It's going to be dropped in shortly in the chat.
Oh, there it is.
So I think we're ready to go, and then she can feel free to move that. Well, normally I have a
do you know why my video stopped?
Hey, Mindy, in the chat box, there is a link to some reading material. So we're reading that right now. And then we're going to discuss as a group at 8 o'clock.
How do I get to those, Elijah?
I'll post the link again.
So you were saying.
Do you have chat open, Mindy? Click on the chat box.
Mindy, I just sent it to you. Also on private message, so let me know if you got it.
I'm not getting any sound on these YouTubes. Is that my problem?
No, right now we're just gonna read the website link that I sent you. We're gonna read the material on there, and then we're gonna discuss at 8 o'clock.
Okay, because there were three YouTubes on there.
Yeah, I just reposted the link, so that's what it was.
Okay.
There you
go.
And then DM, how do I get your DMs, Elijah?
Look at your messages. If you click on message, if you click on chat, you should see what I just sent you.
So this is how it feels. You know, like I hadn't really. I mean, I have had.
I can't get. I don't even know who's on the call now. I can't get chat on my screen. Do you know how to do that?
I'm gonna post the message again. Hold on. I just posted it again. Do you see it on the chat?
But in Hawaii, I kind of felt like that, kind of everywhere.
Just Mindy, do you see it on the chat?
I just, you know, wondered, like, am I doing something right? Am I doing something wrong? Like, am I?
Elijah, are you there?
Mindy, can you see the link on the chat?
Where's the other? Oh, yeah. Since they can navigate society both feeling normal and being viewed as normal. So in Hawaii, I didn't really feel.
I think maybe she's having trouble with just the Zoom meeting that she's logged into. So she may have to go out and come back in.
I read this, I was uncomfortable.
Okay, I'll just wait for her to come back in.
I was just going to chat. Is there anyone else here? Are we going to formally close the meeting or what are we doing?
They're supposed to come back in, and
Mindy, we're about to come back in a couple of minutes. Okay, everybody's wrapping up with the reading. Okay.
Right. Let's take.
Thanks, Chuck. Thanks, Elijah.
Thanks, Betty.
Welcome back, Brian.
Thanks, Mindy.
Are you having as much audio problem as I'm having?
I had to step away for another matter, but it was a little difficult there at first.
Mine's fine, Mindy. It was just bad when everybody was talking in the room, but once they called to order, it wasn't bad.
Thanks, Chuck. My problem wasn't the audio at the beginning. It was I bumped out and then I couldn't get back in.
If you would mind just standing for just a moment. I know we are wanting to, I'll come down here. I wanted to just take a moment. First of all, thank you. Secondly, I wanted to take a moment, and this includes our online community as well. A simple checkout, if you could just say you can say your name or not your name, but if you want to say your name and simply just one word of how you're feeling right now from your experience in your affinity group. So we're not having a discussion, but one word of how you're feeling right now. And it's okay to be real. Okay. Who would like to start? Do you want to start here?
So I would say, Ken Johnson. Hopeful.
Erica, gratitude.
Stacy, aphasia. Cindy, a little unsettled.
Kirk, and I would say Holden.
Guillermo, I would say seat.
Tired.
We're just sharing one word of how we're feeling right now. So
I was enlightened.
Teresa, and I'm going to go with that one too. Tina, and Megan, impatient. Sharon, slightly agitated, but also a little annoyed.
John, I would say concerned.
The multiplicity of the word whiteness.
I would say I am Dot, and I am feeling inquisitive. So, our online community here. Brian, do you want to get started? One word, how you're feeling right now.
Thankful.
Lainey.
Curious.
Renee.
I feel energized.
Mindy. David. Abby.
Disconnected.
And I'm sorry, I can't see this. And Chuck.
Ganged up on.
Ganged up on. Those are very real emotions, and they were not the same, right? There was a large variety, certainly probably different experiences in the different groups today. So it's okay to accept non-closure. That's one of our shared agreements as well. Right, that we are going to move forward even as we're rattled, if we want to take a deep breath or a walk, because I know we have some great report outs to do. But wherever we are, we take a step. So thank you for that time together.
Thank you.
Yeah.
go to our second item of unfinished business, and that is our subcommittee updates. Do people, does anybody want to go first?
The intergovernmental group, first of all, we started with six, we're down to three. I think three of our people have resigned from DEI, so just the three of us, but we're still working and we're getting together lists of other groups and other villages that we want to reach out to and entities within the village that we want to reach out to. One of our first steps was, we hope you will all join the village and the River Forest Public Library next Monday at 11:30 a.m. There will be a Juneteenth flag raising ceremony. We have our esteemed leader, Ken, who will be our MC, and we have other entities coming. The Trinity Black Student Union will be doing some ringing. The Boy Scouts will be there. Dominicans, Sheila Redford Hill will be doing a reading, so we do hope everyone will join us. And then the Saturday after that, June 18th, the West Suburban Villages of Oak Park, River Forest, Forest Park, and Maywood are doing a Juneteenth parade. Stacy?
Hello.
Planner?
If you can come for an in and out, please try to make it. So they're going to take up most of your day. So please give it a shot if you can make it.
Monday the 13th.
And then the parade is on the 18th.
Yeah. And if you know anybody who wants to march in the parade or any Black owned businesses who might like to participate in the expo afterwards, we've got plenty of space and we'd love to hear from them.
So, deadline on that? Is there a deadline to let you know?
We need to know by U10.
Great. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Teresa, and helping you cover myself through. Anyone else? Yes.
Hi. RFP. RFP. I will report out from the RFP consultant committee. You all should have received an email with a link to a survey questionnaire. If you have not yet filled it out, we would ask you to please do so because those responses will be integral to preparing a RFP that will help this work forward. The deadline for filling it out is tomorrow, so please get your responses in by then. It's a, not, don't take it for like 5-10 minutes to ask questions. More time on it, but that's the main thing that we're focused on. But once we get that information, we should be on a good track to getting something together for the
wonderful. Thank you. Yeah, I really appreciate all the work that went involved into in that question that together. So thank you to the group for that effort. Next, before I start calling on groups, go ahead, Renee.
Okay, I take my puppy off the picture there. So I'm part of the HR hiring employment group, and I am the last man standing out of four of us. So I can just sort of tie it all up with a bow. We did meet with Lisa and other members of the village to talk about, kind of what are their recruiting efforts? How do they try to find diverse candidates for jobs that are open? And it's a challenge, but Lisa talked about how they're very intentional in you know, going to affinity groups, you know, specifically looking for people of color or women. She said, she made a comment. She goes, you know how hard it is to find a civil engineer that's not a white guy, you know? So we still have those issues to overcome. You know, when we talk about the consultant that we want to hire, I think from our group's perspective is we really want somebody to come in and, you know, kind of make an assessment of the efforts that are made to recruit diverse candidates. And I know, I think I got the hand up when I talked about police and fire. So Richard, because their hiring is coded in state law. So Richard, being a lawyer, me not, I just pretend to be one sometimes. We read the code and we found it very interesting that they're, you know, they codify how you recruit and not necessarily recruit, but with the training or the training process and the testing process to get police and fire. But it doesn't say anything about recruitment efforts. There's no language around that police and fire may do to recruit diverse candidates. So I would like the consultant to take a look at those efforts as well. But yeah, that's basically it. And I think, you know, as far as we're concerned, it's onto the RFP and onto the assessment of our policies and practices.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for that, Renee. And I do want to, before we continue on, we do have a couple of new people who have started with our group. One of them, her name is Jenny Kelly. She was not able to come today, but we will be adding her to a subcommittee. And Lainey McGinn, who's on the line. So just welcome to you, Lainey. Thank you for joining us. And we will be adding you to a subcommittee as well. So I think we probably will have more applications and people joining in spaces that, you know, if you don't have, you'll have a couple of folks on subcommittee. We know and we're, help is on the way. Housing?
Well, I wasn't able to attend that. So Kent has the notes from anything, and Kent's not here tonight. So we
that's fair. I do know that
American wants to.
Yeah. Okay.
I attended when you weren't there, and then we are still in the process of trying to get information on housing initiatives that have taken place in the village in order to inform us better to make the decision that we made to focus on affordable housing, our reality more definitive in a specific report to the group.
So it sounds like you all are in information gathering mode. I know that we have somebody in River Forest who you all have been connected to, and I think at some point soon, we'll probably be meeting with to get a download of the topic as well.
You shared that information with someone that's not forwarded to that team. We'll just need to come
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Purchasing supplier diversity?
I think John may have given an update last time, but we did meet with Lisa before she had left and just talked about, are there any existing metrics? Or do you guys capture if the supplier is diverse or not? And it seemed not to have any, to yeah. greenfield opportunity. So now we've started looking also how other communities do this. I do the work, so I assist, but not conduct. It's a corporation. But you can develop a baseline and see who, what diverse carriers or companies you have first. We're also going to look at like Evanston, Wilmette, other cities, how they track what their goals are. You know, do we put a target out there, 3 to 5% or something to start of your spend going through diverse groups?
Yeah.
Anything else? No.
Sounds good. Who am I missing?
Do you want to talk about governance?
Thank you. Yes, governance team.
So our group was pretty focused on building a rubric for the subcommittees, well, the village board of trustees, and the subcommittees and advisory groups to help them think through analysis and decision making related to DEI. So we're looking for the consultant to help us with that. We would also like to understand in our cohort groups, village groups, you know, what is the preponderance of DEI governance or advisor group activity? We're not looking for cutting edge. We're looking for, you know, what's going on. And then lastly, when we look at governance, we're looking at how would an appointed group, not an elected group, add to our representative government?
Got it. That's great. Wonderful. Thank you very much. Community outreach. We didn't meet. Can I ask in terms of number of members in your group? Just kind of, I don't know anymore.
Maybe well, two or they just have babies.
Yeah.
So that's keeping them busy, and then no one's wants to meet in person.
Gotcha. So we can connect.
So there's been some logistics there.
Yeah, we can connect them. Make sure we've got people as well. Great. Have we forgotten anybody? So call them. Wonderful. Well, thank you very much for those updates. We as chairs have a couple of updates as well. We want to make sure that we provide. One of them is that through a mayor's municipal caucus that Kathy Adusi is a part of, and that trustees, including Ken and I and Rez Vasquez, are groups of, through them, there's an opportunity to work with two very significant groups in the Chicagoland area. There is the UIC Great Cities Group, and then the Mayor's Caucus as well. And the opportunity is to work with them through a 6-month program and have them help us with determining some of the things that are goals here. So in essence, a lot of the things that maybe a consultant would be doing to help us in some initial steps, right? We have just heard about this opportunity. The application is due January 24th. So the more information that we have on it, the more that we will provide you. As of now, our thought process is to continue dual paths of working through the RFP and writing a completing this application. They are only taking 12 municipalities in Illinois. So we could, you know, apply for it and not be a part of it, right? So we're keeping that in mind as well. But it is a really wonderful opportunity to work with people who are dedicating their professional careers to this work and who have been studying this for several years now. The other part of it is that they ask us to work with two different entities within the village. And our thoughts right now are the village hall and what Ryan and Elijah and Matt and our group and staff work on. And then likely it probably makes sense for us to include our police department. And in talking with Brian, and Brian, if you want to add anything to this context, we absolutely feel that our police department will be very favorable of this and getting that kind of assistance as well. We do have questions for the people who are looking at the applications and the groups who are organizing that. So in the next days to come, we will be asking them those questions that we can put our best foot forward and maybe have some ideas of what makes sense for us strategically. You know, what are we doing? Does it make sense to have a consultant work in tandem with this group and maybe get like an even exponential, right, set of ideas and ways to go about the work that we are tasked to do? Or does it make sense to start with one and then continue on? So Ryan or Ken, did you want to add anything else to that?
Yeah, only that, like you're saying, you know, the jury's out, we're trying to gather as much information as we can. And if you have questions that you'd like us to ask, we'd be glad to do it. So feel free to send questions, because we're trying to figure this out too. But like she said, that the applications are due, what, 2 days after our next meeting?
Our next meeting is on the 21st, if I'm not mistaken, and the application is due on the 24th.
My question would be,
January 24th?
No,
you didn't say January.
Oh, I'm sorry.
June.
Okay.
Yeah,
is the mic open?
Yeah, go ahead, Mindy.
My question would be, how much data do we have to get involved in a study like that? And if you could please, before the next meeting, or actually immediately, send us information on what this thing is all about. I know, you know, we don't know anything about it.
Yeah, we will send that information as part of the notes, Mindy. And
not the minutes, Erica, like in the next couple of days, please.
So I will let people know that I was on a phone call recently about this, and the other municipalities who are working and potentially applying for this too seem to have similar levels of data gathering that we do in the forest. So I don't think that's going to be a barrier for us, Mindy, which is great. I do think that they probably want to know that we're serious about it, right? And that we are committed to the work. And so I think in the ways that we can show that, that will help us. But we will get the information to you.
Okay.
Thank you so much. As well, if I can add to it, there with the application that came out, there are still a couple of questions that we need clarification on. So Mindy, you're not wrong to ask the questions that you had asked. And Erica and Ken and I had similar conversations that, you know, there are still some details that we need to iron out in understanding exactly how we're going to position ourselves. So, and that's where Erica was making the reference to needing to, keep moving forward with the RFP. Maybe it is a dual track thing. Maybe this opportunity through the mayor's caucus provides us with some awesome tools. Maybe they run parallel. So there are still some things we need to flesh out on that front, all of which absolutely needs to happen pretty darn quickly. So all very good points. And yes, thanks to everybody for catching it. I was going to mention as well, it's June, not January. So I'll leave it at that. Yeah, I think you did a good job covering it.
Do we know if there's any downsides, costs, expenditure of time that we haven't planned on with regard to this?
Well, the cost, there's no cost related. The programming and the like that's being offered is at no cost to the municipality. So there's no direct cost. There is the cost of time of staff, but that would be depending on how we craft it, to me, that would be exactly within the same wheelhouse as what we were talking about needing working with the consultant. Or it could be completely a different animal, yet still to be determined.
I'm sorry, did you have a question? I was just going to ask, am I correct in believing that the application is being done through Village Hall? You don't need assistance with this box.
I am anticipating that we likely don't need assistance for writing the application. That will be through Village Hall. Again, it's not 100% clear. So if there are components to the work that we're doing here that need to be drafted and it makes sense for us as a group to look at that, we will all let you.
I hate to waste the village people's time, but it sounds like this is very time sensitive. And so maybe at our next meeting, we would have a context of the UIUC what their predispositions are. And as you will see in my survey, I'm very concerned that we're just kind of throwing ourselves into a predisposition of there is systemic bias and other people think that there's no such thing. I would like to have some data before we throw ourselves into anything that without data we don't know. And so I would really love to have the information before we vote on anything to go with UIUC or anything like that, or any consultant. And I wish the RFP group was had more representation tonight to weigh in on that. Thank you.
Yeah, and so definitely you will have context around this, everyone. Before our next meeting, for sure. We'll be providing you the links and everything to the information. I do think in terms of votes, that likely probably won't happen in this space. We have been instructed by President DeDucey to move forward with this in terms of submitting an application. So really the question is,
what makes the best sense for us to do this. And if for some reason it really doesn't make sense for us to do it, then we don't apply for it. I do believe that we will be making an application of some sort.
Chairman Bachner, when did Kathy, where is it in the public spectrum that President Aducci directed that? And did you, as a village board, did you all vote on that?
This was not on the village board. So this was directed to Brian to move forward with this.
Brian?
Yeah, I got an email from Kathy regarding this program and asked that we look into it and see the opportunities that could be there for us.
So was it look into it or apply for it?
Apply for it.
I just want to be clear.
No, apply for it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so can you send us links tonight, please, about what the heck this is?
Do we have capacity to send the information tonight? If it's not tonight,
no, tomorrow is fine. Tomorrow, Wednesday. I mean, but I would like to have more context. Thank you.
Of course.
Both of you.
Yeah. What we wanted to make sure is that we were giving you the information tonight, right? So that you're not just getting an email later on this week from us and haven't heard from us about it, right? So it does seem like a very exciting opportunity, and we are actively working through the questions around it. So
do you know when they're going to make a decision?
I do know that it's at least a 6-month process once you start. So,
okay.
Yeah. But I don't know when it starts. I want to say maybe fall, September, but I can't remember exactly. So that would be wrong.
Yeah.
Brian, was there anything else that I'm missing?
No, I think you clicked on the salient points with regard to regarding that program. Yeah, I want to say it was a late summer, early fall decision tree for when they would choose the groups that they would be going to work with. And if I remember correctly, the expectation is that everything would be reviewed or what the work that was to be done would be completed by first quarter of next year at the latest.
Yeah, thank you very much for that. I appreciate it. So confirmation of next meeting dates. Elijah, keep me honest. The next one is June 21st.
Yes, it's the third Tuesday of the month.
So Tuesday, June 21st. And if somebody would put in a motion for adjournment. Second?
Sorry.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Have a good evening, everyone. Thank you. Oh, sorry.